Good morning.
Here we go. Irresistibly awful number 183, Matt and John. And I, unfortunately, had to pick this week. And I picked the chill factor. And I'm so sorry, John. What did you think about this piece of crap movie? I'm so sorry.
I was hoping for a little more from the snowmobiles. I had some high hopes there. Didn't really get anything there. And then I had some high hopes for all the babes in the movie, mm-hmm, and we didn't get a lot there either. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Then I had some high hopes for the Ouija board, and then it wasn't like super impressive. I did like the like shadow demon at one point. I thought that was pretty cool. I was okay with that.
This is one of those times, John, where I started to get angry. And I've done that too many times this year with these movies I picked. I started getting mad at this movie. Because it's one of these movies that's kind of like, hold on, what? These movies I pick where nothing happens.
Yeah.
John, there's nothing happening.
I think the end was such a letdown, too. You give me a break.
I can't stand it when we spend time watching people walk around doing nothing.
There was a lot of that. Oh my gosh. There was points. I know like 5 minutes this movie's gone down and I haven't written anything down.
I know. Yes.
No notes for the last. Did I miss something? Did I zone out? So it's funny. Like you're driving to work and you're like, how did I get here? You know?
It's so funny. I said the same thing. I was I only got like a page and I'm like an hour into this movie. I'm like, I can't keep writing down walking. I'm so sorry, John. I've been on a streak of shitty movies. I think it looks like I'll get to pick one more. I'm going to have to go with a sequel to something I know is great.
That's a smart move, yeah.
I'm going to have to.
Pull out an evil bong or something, you know?
I might have to bust out Return to Savage Beach or something.
Oh, that's a good one, yeah.
I've been picking some stinky shit. These movies. And I get that it's called Irresistibly Awful, but sometimes we want to pick one that we kind of enjoy.
All we need is like a couple of good scenes out of it that we can pull from, and remember. We were talking about it. It's like there are movies that they're not that memorable. A couple of weeks or months later, and you're like, what was that about? I don't really remember.
I know. It's numerous times I'm sitting here watching this by myself, and I said out loud, fuck you. You know, I'm like, fuck you, movie. What are we doing here? Did you read it? Hold on. The fucking description of this fucking movie. All right.
You're already cussing. You're upset.
All right. This fucking shit. This. All right. What they don't know is the camp was once used by a satanic cult for its rituals and still infested by demons. Let me tell you want to know how many demons I saw? I didn't see one. I saw one guy with long fingernails.
Yes. Yep.
I didn't see any demons. I saw some shadow puppets on the wall a couple times, but
shadow demon maybe. Yeah. There was the old spinning cross that happened once.
Hold on. Yeah, there's gonna be numerous times in this movie where I'm gonna have to look to you to explain to me exactly what happened, John, because I just wrote down I don't know. Maybe you do. I found myself looking at my phone there, going through these board sections. I'm like, oh boy. But yeah, This is basically about snowmobilers who are supposed to be at this campground, but we got to get there first, right? And we got to meet our group of people. And, well, you know, John, when this started out, I wasn't exactly sure what I sound like horror music at the beginning of this movie. It was like cheerful music. And I go, this doesn't seem like demon music. But, we got a lady narrating, telling us the story.
Yeah, she's so we get her narrating throughout this whole movie. And I don't know how old she is in the narrate, because she sounds like an old lady, right? Sounds like somebody who's smoked a pack of cigarettes for the last 40 years every day, you know?
Yeah, I was riding a snowmobile down there. Yeah,
exactly. That's what she sounded like.
Yeah, Doc wanted to get in my pants.
Yep.
These stinking she's like, demons.
She's talking about her nightmares, and you know, we see somebody crash into a tree, then she's belly aching about all of her friends getting married, and you know, Y2K is coming up, and I'm just like, okay, fine, whatever. And she says, oh, yeah, and I'm hot, and I'm a good snowmobiler. Like, all right, yep.
Wow, yeah, hey, if you know it, you know, hey. Yeah, I do say, though, she said something that I say every day when she said, the nightmare came to me before dawn, because that's what I say before I go to work. Yeah. And I just say, John, I've never driven a snowmobile.
Yeah?
Have you?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think I have.
Hold on, let me think. There was one time some family brought a snowmobile. Uh-oh. Did I ride it? Did I? There's just an odd chance that I rode one once for like 5 minutes. That's about it.
Okay. Did you try to outrun a guy with long fingernails chasing?
I did not. Oh. No, no. You know that first time you ride something like that, you're like, you don't want to crash. You don't want to crap yourself. You know.
You don't want to crash into a tree.
Yeah. Right. Like I did a jet ski once. I've only rode a jet ski once. I liked it. It was fun, but like, I did fall off, and then like. And I'm a big guy, so getting back on was really, really tough.
I've never driven one of those either.
So by the time I was done with that, I was like, nope, done. Never mind. No
I thanks. Thought I see you out there, you know, doing those upside down jumps on the waves. And
ooh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like I said, it was fun, but man, it's like you can't get back on. Like, okay, you crash and you're in the water, and that's cool, but then now what?
I always wondered that, because it's moving, right? Like it's on water, so it's like,
yeah. And then you try and get on, and the thing flips over, and you're like, well, now what do I do? Maybe I needed a bigger one or something. You know, maybe I was on a small jet ski. I need a manly jet ski, something more horsepower.
Do they make more than one size? I don't know.
How yeah. To oh yeah, do lots they? Of different ones. Oh. Yeah.
I thought there was just the jet ski.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Shows you what I know. Anyway, so yeah, let's go to the local bar here, John. And you know, there's always going to be some fighting. Oh, boy.
And it was pretty packed. There was a lot of people there. It was a hopping place.
Well, you know, John, it's cold outside. You know, warm up in there. Get yourself some bar nuts. You know, run. You know,
get me MGD and some
MGD. Get myself a White Claw and
a White Claw. Oh my gosh! man.
But so our group goes to this bar and. We'll call. I think this guy, we can safe to say he's a regular, John. He's a regular bar guy. Well, he doesn't too much care. I don't know if it's too much he cares that these are women or if they're black women.
Yeah, there was one lady in there who was black, and there was like, oh boy, here we go, racism time, you know?
There we go.
But she had She had such a good comeback. It was on fire. She goes, "What, you scared of a little black pussy cat like me?" And I'm like, "That's fantastic. You win.
Oh, but if he's not, he's scared of her giant football playing boyfriend.
Yeah, Minnesota Vikings Kirk Cousins was there.
I gotta tell you, we were playing Trivial Pursuit tonight, right? And one of the questions came up, it was, which teams have won a Super Bowl?
Well, you knew the ones that didn't.
And I looked at them too, and I was like, just so you know, the Lions have not. I'll give you that one, okay?
Yeah. It's not a long list of us that haven't made it, but there's a few of us.
I told them, I'm still hoping, before I die, I'm going to get that Browns-Lions Super Bowl. I'm still hoping.
Hey, just so you know, Lions are still in the hunt, all right?
Says who?
In the hunt, all right? Oh, boy. Pulling in our stride right now.
Yeah. In the hunt, with that, if that means they're on the same continent as the hunt that is happening.
Oh. There are actually teams worse than us, but one of them are the Packers, so I'm thrilled about that. I'm all right.
About that, yeah. Wow. Oh, yeah. If everybody can just lose all the rest of their games, we got a shot, all right? Everybody.
There's a chance, yeah.
Oh, but hey, did you see the Browns? They got old Deshaun Watson coming back this weekend, John, against his old team.
That's right. Yeah.
His first game in like 2 years.
That'll be interesting. This is a big game for him. Mm-hmm. Big point for the Browns too. They're kind of in the middle of things.
Yeah, gave him a lot of money. So.
A lot of money. Yeah. Oh, but yeah, anyway. That's something they always talk with the Lions, right? Should we get a new quarterback? Should we pay somebody? Like, you're not going to do anything right. Just what are you going to do?
Yeah, in the hunt, though, John. I'm going to remember that. In the hunt.
That's right, in the hunt.
Right. Who we got this weekend, John? I have no idea. Who's this weekend?
Lions, Jaguars.
Oh,
yep. The Cats. Cats are fighting it out.
It smells like a loss by 2 points. Smells like it. Mm-hmm.
Field late... goal.
Yep. Field goal at the end. We lose 19-17. There you go.
Yep.
Oh, boy. If that happens.
We'll kick it from 25 yards out and doink and miss.
Double doink.
What do you think we are? The Chicago Chicago Bears? Come on now.
That must be on the road. Is that on the road? Are they in Jacksonville?
It's got to be right.
It's got to be
right. Mine's just had home game. I don't know. Good old Lions. Always entertaining. Yeah. If you don't have a professional football team to root for, pick the Lions. They need you. They need you.
They need you. Hold on. I gotta see here. My thing's being real slow here. Come on, Spectrum, you're killing me. Oh, okay. Seahawks, Patriots, Cowboys, Dolphins, Packers, Bears, Giants, Bills. Nope, it's home against the Jaguars.
Oh, well, there's a chance. Telling you there's a chance.
And then they're home next week against the Vikings.
That's the one that if they lose, if they could win that one, Hell Wolf is over. So there's that.
Like, seriously, John, if you look at this schedule, you got the Jaguars. You could win that. You somehow beat the Vikings. You're at home.
Yep.
Then you're at the Jets. And then you're at the Panthers. Uh-huh. And then the Bears. And then at the Packers.
Yeah, that's a winnable schedule. So,
you know?
You know, Vikings are a tough one. That's a tough one. But we came close earlier in the year. And Jets are better than they should be. So that's a tough one. But otherwise, yeah. Yeah, there's a chance. I'm telling you, in the hunt.
Oh, boy. Well,
in the hunt.
Here's a Lions talk
about
talk.
This movie.
Yeah, I'd rather talk about the Lions than this.
That's how bad we are. Oh, no.
Did I mention how much I hated this movie? I'm telling you, this might make my list. I don't know. I got to look at the rest of this stuff, but this is just, I could feel my life drifting away as I was watching this. Like, I could be taking a nap when I was watching this. I watched a lot of it this morning, and then I finished it this afternoon. I had like 20 minutes left. But I was like, I could take a nap, which is better than watching this. But anyway, so yeah, the big guy from the Vikings training camp team, he's like, hi there, fella. And I'm pretty sure he punches this guy, and I think this is an interesting tactic. I'm pretty sure, I'll rewind this, he punches the guy right in the forehead. That's interesting. That's interesting.
I think that's a good way to hurt your knuckles.
Oh, and here's a part where I had to rewind it 2 seconds later because I'm like, what just happened? Did the guy just stab himself? Is that what happens here, John? It's like he has a knife, but his friend stabs him or something? I don't know.
I don't know. He was no Matt the Stitcher. Nope.
No. He would have sliced this guy up.
Yep. Waitress. Her name's Bessie.
Oh, Bessie.
I liked her hat. Her hat said, I make shit happen.
You know what? Hey, if my waitress wore that, I'd be like, I like you already.
Yeah.
You know? So then we got our group, John. We have who we just met, football guy. I believe his name is Ronnie.
Yep.
It's Lissa, his girlfriend. Then we have Chris. And he's the doctor, right?
Dr. Chris, birthday boy.
Karen.
Yeah, we have a Karen. Yeah.
Jeannie and Tom.
That's right.
These are our people in our little group here. And the brother-sister relationship, John.
Did you find that there might have been some weirdness there?
I was picking up a Lannister feel.
A Lannister, yes. Yes, thank you. Thank you.
Very loving. I don't have a sister, but I don't think I'd caress her butt in a bar. That's me. That's me.
So horrible.
It's like when we went to pick up that that marriage license, and they're like, you got to swear that you're not first cousins or something like that. And I'm like, wow, these are the questions, huh? All right.
As long as we swear, that's good enough. All right.
I know. I was like, well, damn it, we are. Luckily, we're only second. So, it's Ohio, all right?
Yep.
All right, so, he seems like he's it's his birthday, and he seems like a real tree. I was like, I hope he dies.
he was a piece of work at the bar here, right? And later, he's not so bad, but, like, right now, you're just like, wow. I hope he gets run over by a snowmobile.
Yeah. And they're Tom's like, oh boy, they start talking snowmobile. He's like, well, mine can do over 100 miles an hour. Like, I was like, man, that's a fast snowmobile, I think. I don't know much about snowmobiles, but that sounds pretty fast.
Yeah, I mean, like, the thought of going off road and having nothing but maybe a helmet, right? No seatbelt, and you're going 100 miles an hour on the snow. I know it's true. I know people do that. They definitely can go that fast. That's crazy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Yeah, Tom challenges to him race, and old Bessie's like, "Well, you can go out there to old Black Lead. There's nobody out there. You can just race forever." And they're like, "All right, we're gonna do that right now."
Yep, drag race on a frozen lake. What's the worst that could happen?
What's the worst that could happen? Somebody gonna crash, and then you're gonna go to a place, and there's shadow demons, and there's a board.
Oh my gosh!
Jeannie's she's narrating, right? We figure that out, and she's telling us, "Oh yeah, this is where I had all my nightmare premonitions from." But you know what? I'm not gonna tell anybody.
You know what? I appreciate that. We don't want to ruin our vacation here with your stupid visions, all right? We're trying to race some snowmobiles out here, all right? I'm sure everything's going to be fine. We're not reckless, all right? We're pros.
Yeah, barely drunk.
And I don't know how this guy does this, but this guy crashes the snowmobile, and he goes flying in the air into a tree.
How about, didn't we just say they were racing on a frozen lake? How did he crash into a tree?
Oh, man.
He falls off of his snowmobile and just lands in snow, and he's fine. The other guy, like, ramps off the lake and into a tree, and just, I'm like, what did you do? Why?
It's a high-powered machine, John. I mean... Yeah, so old Doc Chris is like, "Oh god, we gotta get some shelter, you know. He's gonna die. He's hurt real bad. He's probably got internal organs leaking out and everything. Oh, he's real bad. He's unconscious. He's gonna die." I'm like, all right, let's get some shelter. Hey, there's a place.
Yeah, which is amazing. Just amazing. You know, probably my thought would have been like, okay, yeah, you know, we're going to do damage, but let's just throw him on the back of a sled and take him back to town.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Makes sense. Okay.
I mean, what are our options? There's no chance you're going to find an old kid's campground lodge. Oh, wait.
Oh. There you go.
I'm like, they found a house or building of, is it a church? I don't really know. There was a cross on the roof. Everything was all boarded up. Like, all right. I don't know what we're looking at right now. For the longest time, I figured it was just like an old church. And then we kind of figured out, okay, it's like a campground, right? Summer camp. That's what it looked like.
Yeah, and they left a lot of stuff behind.
Yeah, it was full.
I mean, and yeah, they're trying to figure out what they're going to do because it's bad outside, you know, and it's getting dark. And Tom, he's hurt real bad.
Real bad.
Oh, he's real bad.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think we know how long this camp's not been a camp. Do we know? I don't know. If they ever say that.
I think at some point we find out that it burnt down 20 years ago. Oh, sorry.
Oh, okay.
Spoiler.
What? Wait a minute. That doesn't make any sense, John. That can't be a spoiler. There's one thing I'm going to need your help with, and that's the end.
Yeah.
Again with the endings. What are we doing?
Yeah, we had some weird endings.
Oh, boy.
We get several minutes of this guy breaking in and slowly walking around and not really finding anything useful.
Yeah, here's one of the parts. Yeah, we got the football guy wandering around. You know how cold it'd be in this place? Unless the heat's running. Maybe the heat's just on, right? You know.
There was no heat. Yeah, they had, I don't think they had electricity, but maybe they did. I'm not sure. Because they could have turned the lights on, but then later, I don't know. But yeah, they started up like a fire in the fireplace, right, to warm it up. Have you ever been in a house with a fireplace? Like, if you're within 3 feet of the fireplace, it's not too bad. But after that, it's cold.
Oh,
and you got to heat up that big building with one tiny fireplace? Nope.
It's always great when you watch these movies and you always get, they got the classic, they got the good cold, John, where you can't see your breath. That's the best kind of cold.
Yeah. And those weren't like insulating windows. Those were not triple pane, double hung in.
Those are not wall side windows. All right.
Those were not wall side. They did not come from the factory. No. Yeah.
Oh boy. And I think this might be my favorite line in the movie, John, when Jeannie says to Karen, and she says, "I hadn't realized what an obnoxious bitch you really are, Karen. Give your mouth a rest."
Karen was being a Karen. It was happening.
Mm-hmm. We got Karen.
It was before the phrase became popular. She was already there.
She's already there. Yeah, that was a good one.
Just needed a haircut and Tita Bennett.
And then the doctor guy, for some reason, he's like, "You know what? Tom's going to be okay." I'm like, "How the fuck do you know that? You don't know that."
Based on my x-rays, no, wait. Based on my extensive experience, no, he's not actually a doctor yet.
Like you said, they don't even have Band-Aids. Like,
yep.
He's going to be fine. He hasn't even woken up yet.
Yeah, his extent of medical care was laying him on a wooden bench next to the fireplace and wrapping some bandage around his one hand, which was totally gross, right? Oh. Bones were sticking out of his hand. Oh.
I do like the one move where he's like, "Boy, it should be nice if we had some cotton."
Where could we get that from?
Yeah, anybody got a... Hey, Lissa, you got any cotton over there? A cotton shirt, maybe, you could take off? Oh, you do you? Oh, that'll really help us out. He's probably going to die if you don't, so you better take off your shirt there.
So she's got, like, a spandex jumpsuit on, you know, I don't know, what do you want to call it? And then, like, a shirt, thin cotton shirt underneath it. I'm like, I don't care what kind of coat you had, you were frozen. There's no way you were snowmobiling.
Boy, yeah, I saw some of these people's pants, and I was like, I think I can see it through your pants.
Yeah.
Like, I wore long johns to work yesterday. Like, oh, boy. But, yeah, so she takes her shirt off. Everybody appreciate that. So then the football guy is like, "Yeah, I'm going to make a run for town. Get the med vac up here. Everything's going to be just fine." Then they're
they
like,
said, they're like, "Hey, don't get lost out there." And he says, "Hey, look. Footballers don't get lost unless they play for the Lions."
Oh, wow. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man.
Oh, boy. If we just had one Boost mobile phone, really would have helped us out here, John.
Right? Somebody needs to get 3G in that building.
Nobody has a Zach Morris phone on them. Nobody.
Right?
Nobody.
Nope.
Oh. Then somebody's like, "Hey, I think Tom moved his toes." And they're like, "Yay." And at this point, I said, "Please, something happen."
Yeah.
Where is really, the
last
the
like several minutes now has been just like Karen looking through cabinets and just like, "Oh, look, here's some cups and plates." Wow. And you're like, "Oh, let it end."
Oh, boy. Yeah. Here's an old photo. And I was like, "Oh." And then in the bottom of the photo, it says, "Keep the beast in the field." And I was like, "Oh, okay. Okay, so there's some kind of beast. Oh, okay. This might be pretty cool. There might be like a snow demon beast out there or something that they..."
No.
They're gonna awaken. Right, John?
No.
I mean, oh. Huh.
Nope.
I thought so. But, you know, shadow puppets? Okay.
Yeah, we got shadow puppets.
We could just make sure Tom's going to be okay and keep an eye on him. Or how about we find a game?
You want to play a game to pass some time? I might get that. But boy, the game they pick.
I believe it's called How Will the Devil Kill Us All? I believe
it's Murderopoly.
That sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
Let's play. How about no?
Nope. Pass.
I'm gonna try to stay warm.
Once again, a little peer pressure and Jeannie cracks.
Oh, boy.
Wait a minute. You know, your nightmares about exactly what was going to happen, you didn't tell anybody. You're just like, hey, you know, yeah. I might be a little psychic, but sure, let's go ahead and play with this devil game. No.
No.
So they do it. They jump in and it's Ouija board time, and then there's some heavy breathing, and then the thing starts spinning, and I'm like, yep, I'm out of here.
Right? I'm like, I'm out. Right? First of all, this Ouija board here, it's got a little spinny thing with an eyeball in the middle. Yeah, this is not Mattel certified or whatever.
No, that thing's going straight in the fireplace.
Oh, it won't burn, John. You know it won't. It won't burn. Nope. Oh, boy. Yeah, I'm out of there. So this thing starts spinning, and then we get Tom's a twitching. And you're like, okay. And then we got football guy. They show him, he's on his little snowmobile ride, and he just into a barbed wire that's out in the field, John.
Yeah, right in the middle of nowhere, he ends up decapitating himself or something. I don't, or maybe just maims himself.
I guess it kills him. But okay. Yep. This is what I'm going to try to figure out right now. Okay. So what exactly happened here? Okay. Did Tom and him die? Did just him dying let the demons in to Tom? Like, I really need like, somebody to explain this to me. I don't.
Maybe he was weak, and that allowed the demon to take him over. Right? He was in a subconscious coma kind of state. I don't know. I'm stretching here, man. I got nothing.
I don't know. I don't know. I need that fucking spinny thing to land on. Gonna take over guy's body who's almost dead. Did it land on that one? Oh, boy.
But, you know, Tommy, he starts feeling fine after the little convulsion action. And, in fact, he starts talking some shit. He starts, you know, right back at it. Like, wow, you were about to die, and now you seem great. How about that?
Yeah, and it's really weird. I think in this one part, I think it's Alyssa who says to the other two who are left, she says, hey, stop making out. You're making me horny. And I was like, well, that's kind of weird. But because then we get some campfire macking, and I love closed captioning. I love it so much. There's no other way to watch this stuff. Because it said gentle moaning, my favorite post captioning. Love gentle moaning.
Gentle moaning, yep.
And yeah. Okay, I just want to say something. All right, I'm a guy. I was a young guy. I'm a little older now, okay? But we're in kind of a shitty situation here, right? Our one friend might be dying. Our other friends are only hope probably to not die. We can't go one night without banging. I mean, but you know, well, like,
especially a romantic place like a creepy cult cabin with no bed, dirty, no heat, by the way. You go 5 feet away from that fire, you know it's frozen in there. Hey, let's take our clothes off and have some fun.
Like, no. Hey, I mean, I get it, right? I get it, but you can't go one night. You just...
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, if you can get it, get it. Get it good. There you go. Right.
Oh, yep.
So another person who doesn't do what I would do, you know, just go to sleep. Lissa's like, let me go snoop around.
Yeah, middle of the night. I'm exhausted. People are almost dying. Hey, let me go walk around. Take a look at this place some more.
How about no?
No. What do you do when the lights are on? When you got some daylight out? That's the other thing, right? She's snooping around and it's pitch black in there. It's basically moonlight.
Yeah. Oh boy, yeah. She finds a newspaper headline: "Satanic cult at camp?" Question mark. Sounds bad.
She finds some camp letters about camp being dangerous. Yeah.
Oh boy, and I'm not even joking. I wrote down right here: we're 52 minutes into this 85-minute movie when we get shadow figures on the wall. All right.
Yep.
I guess they're shadow demon figures on the wall, and I guess they can do something.
Yeah, they made a cross spin on the wall and made some lights flash without power. That's impressive. So for some reason, Lissa goes into, what is it, like a refrigerator or pantry or something with a locking door? It looked like a deep freezer room, right?
I don't know.
But inside there, there's like a ceiling fan.
Okay. I was worried about this because I'm going to be honest, no fucking idea what happened right here. I had no idea. I guess it was a ceiling fan gone rogue. That's what I
yeah, there's a ceiling fan in like this freezer.
Which, you know.
Yeah, I mean, this is kind of like, you know, if you work at Wendy's or Burger King or something, you got the deep freezer room where you keep all your french fries. That's the kind of room it was, right? There was nothing in it. It was empty except for a ceiling fan, which makes no sense.
Well, you got to get the cold air around.
I think she was running from the shadow demon is how she ended up in there, but is obviously not the right place to go.
Yes.
Because I guess the ceiling fan also can descend from the ceiling and then must have had titanium razor sharp blades because it then took care of Lisa.
It must be from Home Depot. Must be a good one.
Oof. Man, Craftsman.
I didn't know what happened here. I'm like, ceiling fan, question mark? I was like, all right, I'm going to go with that. I'll let John tell me. I was like, well.
Killer ceiling fan, question mark? And then Tommy smiles? What?
Yeah, why is Tom smiling? Well, Doc actually is the one who finds Lissa. He's getting stalked by some shadow hands.
He sees a blinking red light, which doesn't make sense because they don't have power.
What is that? Oh boy. This fucking movie. Oh boy. And so Doc, he's like, you know what? It's too warm in here. I'm going to go outside.
Yeah, right. He goes outside.
What the fuck is this? What are we...
Yeah, he grabbed an old knife from the kitchen. Probably not going to help you against the shadow demon.
Probably not.
But he goes outside, and not what I was expecting.
Is that right, John? Is that right?
I was expecting the door not to open and him to freeze his ass off outside and die. That's what I was expecting. Yeah. I had my money. If I were to bet at that moment, he's never getting back in.
Yeah, well, instead he starts roaming around and then almost gets hit by, I gotta say, Guinness World Record icicle.
Yeah.
Hanging off this place. And you're like, shoo, that was a close one. Maybe he should, you know, get really far away from this. But no, instead he gets another huge icicle to the eyeball.
Yeah. Yeah, no more Doc.
Yep, yeah, so my wish at the beginning came true.
Yeah. Yeah. We've got a kill streak going on now. We've got the footballer.
Mm-hmm.
We've got Lisa.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and now the Doc. People are dropping like flies.
Except for Tom, John, he's feeling even better.
Tom's getting better and better. Yep. Jeannie's just hanging out with him, making sure he gets better.
And do you see what we find out here, John? What's he got? He's got that Wolverine healing power.
I was going to say, I was like, who is this guy? Deadpool? Wolverine?
Yep. He's got that Wolverine healing power.
Yeah, his bandage from his head is all good. His hand is all healed up. And he's like, hey, look, why don't we just bang? Genie's dang. Like, wait a minute, what?
This is, okay. If you're Genie here, all right, you saw this guy's hand look like it was crushed. All right, mm-hmm. He was bleeding out of his brain. He's been unconscious most of the time. We got excited when he moved his toes.
Yeah.
All right. Now he gets up and goes, I feel great. You want to do it? And she's like, can't pass up a good banging. We can't go one night without it. Let's get it on.
My mind, I'm like, I must be sleeping. I must be asleep. There's no way this is happening in real life. I must be in a dream.
You could have serious internal injuries still, but you know what?
Meh.
Let's do it. Let's get it on. I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Genie's okay with Tommy's quick recovery.
Mm-hmm. Nothing weird about that, right, John? There's nothing weird about that.
Nothing weird about that, yeah.
Oh, and okay, I'm not even going to try. I want you to tell me what happens to this lady.
Yeah, so Karen's out looking again for nothing because there's nothing
okay.
there.
Okay, I got that
part. Right, she's walking around looking for things, and she sees something up on the top shelf. I don't know what it was. I forget.
I don't either.
And like instead of finding like something smart to stand on, she's like, mm-hmm. "Oh, I'll just grab a wobbly chair," you know. And then there's like all this netting around her. And then, of course, she falls off the chair, grabs the netting that wraps around her neck. And well, that's it.
Oh, boy.
So I don't think any demons had anything to do with this. I think that was just her being stupid.
Oh, you think so? You don't think they wobble the chair?
I don't think I think. Footballer was snowmobiling in the dark. He got into the barbed wire. That was his own stupid fault, right? You got Doc. He just went outside and got hit by icicle because he wasn't being, you know, winter safe. Karen, she's standing on a ladder, not on a ladder, on a chair. Not a good idea. And then gets strangled by, you know, not having a clean environment. You know, 5S that place. So far, really, the demons haven't done anything. Okay, we've got a faulty ceiling fan.
it's a bad wiring. Yeah,
definitely needs a recall. Okay, somebody's going to get a lawsuit for that one. But yeah, I mean, waiting for the demons. I haven't seen that yet.
Yeah, it'd be great if we had some kind of snow beast demon. But
killer snowmobile come to life. That'd be all right.
Yeah, I was trying to figure out what happened to this lady because I was like, what is she even reaching for? I go, I don't care. I go, well, how did she fall? And I was like, I don't care.
Yeah.
And she's dead, and I was like, I don't care.
Okay, now we start to get what looks like demons because Lissa in the freezer, she's coming out of there.
Oh boy.
Tommy's got creepy long nails.
Oh yeah, he's gotta get
so we got some demons waking up and stuff like, okay, now we're going somewhere. Now we got something happening. All right. And then of course turns out they're not. They're
well, I don't know about you, but I got real excited because when they were showing Lissa and they're showing Karen, and all of a sudden everybody's taking off their shirts and I was like, oh, all right. All right, you're one of these horny demons. All right, we? Okay, all right. Where's this gonna go? Okay, all right. Everybody's gonna come back in here, and they're gonna, you know, it's gonna be a Tom party, Tom Sammet.
Yeah. So we get Genie waking up from her bang. It's morning now. She's topless in what's, you know, still a very cold building.
And there's no fire now, John.
The fire's out.
You know how cold it would be in there, you know.
Yeah, you know, she's probably dead too from, you know.
She just died from her own stupidity. Cold. Yeah. She starts, you know, wondering where is everybody? Yep, Karen's still dead. Lissa's still dead. Doc's still dead. I'm glad we could recap that for us, you know, waste that time for me. I appreciate that. The death game is spinning by itself. That wouldn't bother me at all.
Nope. But she says, hey, what the heck? I'll go talk to the Ouija board again.
I'll go talk to it. This is a series. Like,
She's like, hey, spirits, are you good or bad? Like, yeah, because they're not going to lie to you. There's no way.
Hey, spirits. I know. She's like, she starts talking to this thing, and I was laughing. I was like, what are you doing? And it's spinning around, landing on things. She's like, hey, so what's the deal with Tom there? Is he a good guy? You know, I just banged him and all. And they're like, yeah, he's evil.
Evil!
Like, okay. Oh, God. Pure evil! No.
Oh, Tom's in the other room. He's like in the office or something and looking at all these old photos of the campground. Kind of like having a class history. He's like, you know.
he's just looking at these things, pointing at him with his creepy long fingernails. He's like, oh, she looks in there and she's like, what the fuck is he doing? He looks back. He's like, hey. And she's like, I'm going to get the fuck out of here. And he's like, no, you ain't.
She's like, it is now time to get out of Dodge.
Oh, well, hey, snowmobile John fires right up.
Fired right up. Yep. I know some of these snowmobiles were pull start, and then some of them were electric start. I saw that was interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So he almost gets her, but she gets away. He's like, well, shit. So then she's driving around and hey, look, it's Ronnie the football guy. He's a zombie. All right. Somehow his snowmobile ended up like sitting straight up against a tree.
So no, I think what we're looking at was Tommy's snowmobile where he crashed and Tommy's body.
What?
I don't think that was footballer. I think that was Demon. Yeah, I think somehow he went back to the place that he died, or maybe I'm not sure.
Oh, well, that might make more sense. I don't know.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, I think so. Maybe.
Because that clears up a nice ending loophole for me, where I was like, "Well, this end, I can't even get to that. I just can't." So we'll go with yours. So, then I got to tell you, the chase is on with speeds up to 4 miles an hour here, John. I mean, it was intense.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
It is funny sometimes when they try to make it look like they're going fast, but really, they're not. They're just not going fast.
Yeah, I know. It's great. I'm like, oh, boy. Oh, boy. So when you become Demon Tom, do you keep all that snowmobile racing knowledge?
Like, yeah, all that pedigree. Yep.
So, for some reason, he can't catch her. And then, oh boy, here we go. We're gonna buckle up for the end of this one. Oh boy. He flies off his snowmobile again. Right in front of a, what do you call this, John? A snow machine? What is this called?
Right, it's one of those grader ones that they use at like a ski slope to clean up the slope, right? They go through and rake the snow and create those little bumps, right? And he runs it. Crashes right in front of that, and that guy he's so surprised, he just runs him over again at like 3 miles an hour.
He doesn't remember how to, you know, stop.
Stop.
He's having all kinds of problems in there. He's like, oh, shit, I don't know. Let me just run him over. Shit.
Oh, there's so many buttons. I don't know what to do.
There's go and stop. Oh, but yeah, it drives right over him. And then it runs over the snowmobile, which blows up.
Giant fireball. Yep.
You know, because why not?
Because they're, yeah, I mean, they must have been running on nitrous instead of gasoline. Like you.
Oh, boy.
For some reason, a cop shows up. There's no reason, but there he is.
My favorite thing, the snowmobile cop. Hello, snowmobile, what are you doing cop here? How's it going?
Yeah. I think he's looking for people speeding on the trails. What are you doing?
I'm going to be honest. I might sound stupid. Is this a thing? Is there snowmobile cops? Is that a thing? I've seen
cops on horses. I've seen cops on bicycles,
Segway,
motorcycles, pickup trucks. I've never seen a cop on a snowmobile.
They're on boats. You know, they're boats, on boats.
Yep.
You know,
boats, helicopters.
I've never heard of a. It's even got a little light, and I love the light on it. I love that. I don't know. Hold on. We're taking
it's
a break.
It's gotta be a thing. It's We're gotta be it a up. Thing.
I'm looking it up right now.
Are there cops on snowmobiles? Is that a thing? I bet you get a response from our friends up north in Canada. Imagine they might have some.
Well, you can buy a police snowmobile. I'm looking at one right here.
Wow.
Well, this is from Michigan. Law enforcement patrols contact more than 700 snowmobilers. Snowmobile ATV unit, Erie County, Pennsylvania.
There it is. Hey, you gotta be able to get where the getting's at, right? Get on that snowmobile.
The ECSO snowmobile unit is comprised of full-time Erie County Sheriff's deputies who enforce the legal requirements to operate a snowmobile in New York State.
Hey, I've seen cops in Dodge Challengers, you know, Corvettes. Why not?
There you go. There you
Why
go.
Why not a snowmobile?
That's a thing.
Carly's. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, there you go.
If you were thinking about being a cop, don't be worried. You got all kinds of transportation options.
There you go. Hey. So yeah, blows up. This kind of cracked me up because they show the guy getting run over, and it looks to me like his head came off. But then the snowmobile blows up, and he all of a sudden is standing up on fire.
Yep. Yeah, the guy driving the snow grader is like, uh-oh.
That's what I love. This guy doesn't know what's happening. He could have just ran over some poor innocent guy who just doesn't know how to drive a snowmobile.
Yeah.
You know, luckily, I'm sure Genie's going to stick around and explain all this so this guy doesn't feel awful that it was a demon.
Oh, no, no. Oh, she's okay. Gotta run.
Okay. She's like, fuck you. I'm out of here. I've had enough of this shit.
Yep.
And then, okay, John. What's the deal? What?
So she took off, right? She ran away in the snowmobile, driving forever, getting as far away from... Wait. She went back to the lodge. Why? Why would you go back there? Why? Why?
I don't know.
Would you ever go back?
I don't know.
But she did. She went back to the lodge, which apparently had burnt down 20 years ago. So was it all a dream? Did she really not? Maybe she didn't have any friends to begin with. This was all just in her head.
So what's happening here? This is another thing. I need somebody to tell me what is happening here. What is this?
It was a demon lodge? Yeah.
Is she sitting at home? Is she like, did they go to that bar? Did he punch that guy in the head? Is that a thing? Were they racing out there?
I think she's in an old folks' home. She's laying in a bed, telling her story to some guy who thinks he's Elvis. And he's like, I get it, lady.
He's like, watch out for those ass-sucking demons that come with mummies. That's right. That's the thing. Did that guy run over somebody? What?
Did it really happen? Yeah.
I don't know. God, this movie. Oh, the more I think about it, the more I hate it so much.
Are the dead, all of her dead friends inside that burnt building? Or are they just, are they never to be found again?
Were they, like you said, were they ever there?
Were they ever there? Yeah.
Did she get banged?
Maybe none of this ever happened. And she's like, 30 years later, I have even worse nightmares than that. I'm like, well, sounds like the whole thing was a nightmare. I really think this whole movie was just her having a nightmare.
Oh, boy. At least have one with better demons. Could you do that for me? Oh, boy. This is one. Don't watch this movie. Oh, just don't. Oh, boy. Go watch Time Babes. All right. Don't watch this. This movie will make you angry. At least it makes me angry. But yeah, that's the end of The Chill Factor. And I'll just say that movie Chill Factor with Cuba Gooding Jr. 290 times better than this movie.
Right. Yeah.
I'll just say that. And that's hard to say that Skeet Ulrich and Cuba Gooding Jr. movie is better, 290 times better than this movie.
Oh, man. Oh, no.
Okay. That's The Chill Factor. John, what do you have for us next week for number 184?
All right, I got completely different. We've got a whole different kind of movie coming up.
Thank you.
So I got a guy who has multiple personalities that are being unleashed with a plan to destroy his life. Movie is called Best of Seven. So I'm guessing seven personalities. We'll find out.
Best of Seven. Well, I never heard of this one, John.
This is a little more higher budget movie, but yeah, it looked pretty fun. It looked at least like there was some points where we should at least laugh a little bit.
Well, better than this movie. So I started telling Karen what an obnoxious bitch she is.
Karen, you're being a Karen. What does that mean? Not a thing
is
yet.
This, is this 2016, John?
Yeah, sounds right. Yeah.
All right.
It's newer.
Okay. All right. I see. I don't know anybody in this movie. I'm looking at it right now on the IMDb's. All right. I'm looking at it here. Okay. Tagline: Love yourselves.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, after a nearly fatal overdose, a young man with multiple personality disorder attempts to go 1 week without his medication.
And boy, does the shenanigans ensue.
Well, it looks like it, that's for sure. All right. Well, that'll be next week. It's is that on a Tubi?
I believe you can get on Tubi, yep.
All right, John, I will talk to you then, my friend.
All right, till then.
We came, we saw, we kicked its ass.